This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
This is a story about friendship.
It was this bond that was occurring, and it was unmistakable, and we were best friends.
A friendship that bloomed during the hot summer of 1979, when a famous doctor named Jeffrey McDonald,
and we'll need lab here for barb level and a CBC,
met a famous journalist.
Ladies and gentlemen, will you welcome, please, Joe McGinnis.
Named Joe McGinnis.
I like Joe. We talked about the same things, the New York Knicks, the Yankees and the Mets, football.
Two friends who would go jogging together.
And this was the beginning of the running room, and, you know, you sort of get this camaraderie after a while.
That summer, they did just about everything together.
We drank together. I mean, we did the classic buddy routine of all times.
And with all this time together, Jeff and Joe hatched a plan. You see, Jeff had been accused of a horrible crime.
Reporter Joe McGinnis spent 3 years investigating Jeff McDonald, who granted him total access.
And Joe was going to prove him innocent.
So that McGinnis might write the definitive book about him. It is called Fatal Vision.
But unfortunately,
McGinnis summarized for us his stunning conclusion.
It didn't turn out that way.
All I'm saying is that Jeffrey McDonald beat and stabbed to death his pregnant wife and his two young daughters.
It was one of those sensational crimes that attracted nationwide attention.
I was the first to enter the McDonald home.
Some bizarre murders took place last night.
There were things you'll never forget.
The wife and two young daughters of Jeffrey McDonald were stabbed to death.
At first, I thought it was a homicide-suicide. Then he started to move.
The truth is going to come out. I did not kill my wife. I did not kill my children. And that's going to come out in a court of law.
Today, a jury convicted Dr. Jeffrey McDonald for murdering his wife and two children. McDonald was sentenced to 3 life terms in prison.
We still, at that point, had this hope that we hadn't been incorrect on Joe and that he was going to write a good book.
This book became your only hope of some kind of vindication.
Exactly.
Joe McGinnis has woven McDonald's story into a book called Fatal Vision.
Joe's book, Fatal Vision, didn't just say that Jeffrey McDonald had killed his wife and children.
You uncovered some facts that even the prosecution didn't.
The book had drugs.
Mike, there's no question there's a possibility that I took the pill. That's speed.
And sex.
Jeffrey McDonald had 17 mistresses. He was a slut.
What does that have to do with whether or not I committed a triple homicide?
Fatal Vision became a huge hit.
I can never overcome Fatal Vision.
And Jeff's worst nightmare.
I cannot prove that I am not that monster.
But for Joe McGinnis,
you did this with the cooperation of Dr. Jeffrey McDonald.
Questions about his journalistic ethics.
Should you have told him that you had found him, in your own heart of hearts, guilty?
Soon made the book his worst nightmare, too.
There's no reason to confront him. The job of a writer is to write the book.
Was the real villain of Fatal Vision its protagonist?
Jeffrey McDonald's a psychopath. He has no remorse, no conscience.
Or its author.
He was going to my mother, who was dying, and saying, "Don't worry, when the book comes out, this will all be righted."
For Joe, getting close to Jeff was a necessary evil.
My only ambition was to learn the truth and then to tell it.
But had Joe even found the truth?
A federal appeals court today reversed the murder convictions of Jeffrey McDonald in the slayings of his pregnant wife and two young daughters.
Is what Joe McGinnis did morally indefensible?
That's what I want to find out. I'm Mark Smerling from The Jinx in Crimetown, and this is my new podcast, Morally Indefensible. This season, we'll take a close look at the friendship between a true crime writer and a convicted killer, and the book that ruined both their lives.
Either this is the most horrible, merciless, brutal killer on the face of the earth, or one of the most victimized men in American legal history.
Morally Indefensible is presented by FX Network's new docuseries, A Wilderness of Error, and will be coming soon to Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.